Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town, on a hump day? You got the Three Stooges once again, as we are live and in living color, getting ready to talk sports and entertainment with you for the next 3 hours. It's Joel Blank. To my right, Barry Laminack. Behind the glass, Nick Sciarra. Boys.
Up? How's it going?
What up? A little Rocket win last night?
Yeah.
But one of my glaring weaknesses reared its head again.
Oh. What?
It's blowing that big lead. They're up 18 in the fourth quarter, and next thing you know, it's a one-point Charlotte lead, and I'm going, oh, God, that's the one that people are going to talk about. But luckily, they did enough to win. James Harden, another triple-double with a 40-plus. Back-to-back. Someone asked me in the hallway today. Yeah, without question, MVP. But someone asked me today, you know, how impressive is that? The problem is that it's starting to get a little bit, it's hard to believe that I'm saying this, but it's getting a little watered down that he's doing these things, because it seems like that's the norm and the new standard. So he's doing it. Westbrook's doing it. It's a lot more frequent than it's been in years past, when Magic and Jay Kidd would have like a handful throughout the year. But nonetheless, nothing short of impressive what he's doing.
How long until the entire NBA is running offenses similar to what D'Antoni does on a consistent basis? Because night in and night out, we see these Rockets playing other teams. And what do you see? You see these other teams setting records on three-pointers shot or made. And some of that has to do with the fact that the Rockets don't defend the perimeter as well as maybe they should. But
better than they have.
Yeah, better than they have. But they tend to bring that out, it seems like. And like, I guess the only way you're going to beat the Rockets is to beat them at their own game, is the thought. So you see a lot of teams just chunking up threes.
Well, let me
that
take
aren't
a stab
equipped
at that,
to do
though.
That. Because this is what I'm seeing is, like, you see teams like Charlotte last night looks like the Rockets last year, where they want to shoot threes and they need to shoot threes, but they're not equipped to do that. And I think that's what the difference is between the Rockets and the rest of these teams right now.
And that's where I was going. I mean, a lot of teams would love to run a D'Antoni system, but you got to have the right personnel in order to be effective running it. You can run it, but can you be effective? And if they don't have shooters, as well as a guy that can create not only off the dribble for others, but can make shots himself. Now, Charlotte's an interesting sample to use, simply because Kemba Walker is amazing one-on-one, and especially late in games.
Yeah.
But if you're relying on Frank the Tank to be one of your three-point shooters, or Spencer Hawes, who Clyde Drexler not so accurately said was just a phenomenal outside shooter.
Got something wrong?
You got to add something to the mix. I mean, your roster has to be at a certain level of shooters and offensive efficiency to be able to execute it. But
props to the Hornets. I mean, they were missing their two best players in Cody Zeller and
Batum. Two best players, did you say?
I think those are two best players.
Kemba Walker's 1A. I mean, Kemba Walker.
But they had a lead as high as 23 points, and they were able to do that without those two players, is my point.
I like their team. You know? I love Steve Clifford. When he was assistant with us, he's a phenomenal guy, but he doesn't get enough credit for what he's been able to do there in Charlotte. But you just have to have the right players and personnel in order to execute that system. And it starts with a guy that is ball dominant, but is also unselfish because he trusts his shooters, and then you have to have shooters to make shots.
So, I hate to interrupt, but die on this show today, just know that I loved you guys.
That's so, a lie.
What did you just eat?
I'm trying to eat my TV dinner here, and my fork, one of the prongs is broken off in the food, and I can't find it.
So, plastic won't hurt you.
So, Nick,
if I die,
would we say that Barry got forked. Cause of death. Yeah. Forked.
He got forked in the throat and he died. Yeah.
And I'm looking at the fork and he's not lying.
And it's not a short, like a little bitty piece. It's about a quarter of the whole thing.
What is the contraption you're eating that decided to take a prong from your fork?
I am just having a frozen dinner, trying to eat right, trying to be healthy.
Frozen? I see some black beans in there, unless they're rodent droppings. I don't know, but no, what is the rest of it?
The problem is, it's called Santa Fe rice and beans. And the problem is that there's like spices and black beans and other things that look like the end of a black fork. Yeah, that's about right. So I don't know if I'm going to live or die, but hey.
We're going to get all kinds of calls.
We
now.
Just need you for the next 3 hours. So just okay. Just survive till 4,
Are you
please.
Just asking me to like eat around where I think
yeah.
it is?
Yeah. Okay. He just said black fork. We're going to get crushed on that one. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Yeah.
Well,
all
right.
And then next segment, it's going to be.
Yeah. If it starts stinking in here, that's my bad.
Whee!
Well, I don't have to worry about it.
At least
I'll
acknowledge you. Like our first month on the air, Joel wouldn't acknowledge the fact that he would bomb up the.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is
true. I was proud of it, but a lot of times you wouldn't call me out on it.
I know, because I didn't know you that well. Yeah, I know you well enough now to be like, yo, that
the
first
silent
month,
assassin is not something that I will shy away from.
I really thought, man, he's got to stay away from milk or whatever.
We've gotten Travis several times in the elevator. Travis and then Trav, we have to go down all the way. We go down to the second floor, and Trav goes down to one. And so.
That's
Nick,
awesome.
Nick and I'll give him a silent killer, and then we'll like, hey, we'll see you tomorrow or see you whenever. And all of a sudden, you can hear the doors shut and hear, God, you screaming. And we're just laughing on two because that's he great. Had to take it all the way down to one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not afraid right. to be the sniper.
Sorry to interrupt Rocket's talk, but I just wanted to inform you guys. If I die, well, we'll all know why.
Yeah, you got forked.
And it wasn't Joel that didn't. He didn't kill me.
I did not.
You it were, was my fault.
You were killed by a black fork.
Yes, that's indeed.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What it is.
There's a lot there. So we've got Rockets to talk about. By the way, in case you missed it, Milwaukee went into San Antonio and beat the Spurs. Spurs home court advantage ending close to what it was last year. And because of it, the Rockets are one game back of San Antonio for the 2 spot in the West in the loss column.
I like it. Did you see this thing? You were talking about 40, 15, and 10.
Yep.
You know, James is third on the list for most games with 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. I just saw this thing on ESPN. Will Chamberlain has 6. Mm-hmm. Oscar Robertson has 5. Mm-hmm. Harden is tied with 2 other players with 2. I'll give you, if you guys want to try to guess who one of those 2 players is.
Michael Jordan.
No. I thought it would be 2. It's Elgin Baylor and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now,
I would have guessed that.
I would have guessed Jabbar maybe, but
Jabbar,
I wouldn't have guessed
Elgin Baylor. Where do you get the triple-dub? Blocks?
No, it's 40 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists.
Assists?
Yeah, wow. That's the in the most of 40, 15, and 10 in NBA history.
Okay, how about this? Back-to-back 40-point triple-doubles in a season.
Uh-huh.
Only done 4 times. Care to take a shot? Harden did it, obviously.
Yeah.
3 left.
Magic?
Nope.
Westbrook?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say Westbrook, Jordan.
Yes.
And
this one's kind of tricky.
Oscar Robertson.
No, this one's really tricky.
No?
Kobe?
And it's a legend.
Scottie Pippen.
The Pistol.
Oh,
Pete Maravich.
Like
how about
it.
That? Yeah, and the one that
so
I was
not
getting
Scottie
at.
Scottie Pippen.
No.
Oh, well, he's top 50.
Don't get me started on that, because I'm one of the guys that without Jordan doesn't think Scottie Pippen would have been top 50.
Well, we would be on the same team.
Okay, good. That's a first, but we can continue to go shirts and skins. So Rockets 31-9.
I'm trying to eat over here.
Exactly. And I
focus
know,
on not
but at least we know
with
the Santa Fe, dinner, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Rockets 31-9, just 2 back of the Warriors for the 1 seed, 1 back of San Antonio in the loss column for the 2 seed. Last year did not get that 31st win until March the 6th. So getting back to what you said, Barry, it would be interesting to see last year's team try to run this year's offense.
Oh, God.
Because I think it would fail miserably.
It'd be nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be really ugly. Could you imagine if you're spot up? Shooters on that offense besides Harden was Ariza. Okay. But that was Ariza is your Eric Gordon now. And then
who you going with?
Corey Brewer.
There you go. Oh,
God. Yeah. And then I don't know who you got to.
He's a darn
Beverly
good wing, though.
Healthy, but
he played. You called one of them, right? He was going to step up for Gordon last night. And he certainly did. He did what you needed him to do. But now Gordon already does not make the trip to Minneapolis for. Boy, the Rockets seemingly get screwed on several back-to-backs every year. But going in for the second time to Minnesota in the middle of winter when they get in really late to play the second night of a back-to-back, interesting to see how they come back because of the fact. Now, again, This is one that they could easily have mailed in. This is the one when they went last time to Minnesota for 3.5 quarters. They struggled mightily, and then they just pulled it together and pounded out a win in overtime, which was a phenomenal win for that team that most people would have just said, it's okay if you lose that game. So we'll see what happens tonight in Minneapolis against the Timberwolves team that's young, but they're not as good as everybody expected them to be. So we'll see what happens there. We can talk basketball with you. We've got Texans still on the horizon. Keenan McCardale should be scheduled to join us at 3:30 for a little football talk. So keep that in your back pocket, along with many other things, including some surprises. May make you laugh. May make you not want to eat the rest of Barry's lunch. We can get to all those and a lot more. ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. We were talking about the Rockets before we took care of some business. And, by the way, Barry took care of some business in the break. And
yeah,
the
I shall live to fight another day. I found it. I found the broken fork.
All right, so you did not consume it.
I did not eat the broken fork prong, and I shall live.
Therefore, he shall live to see another day because he was not forked in the process.
'Tis a glorious day.
I don't know about that.
But all right.
We're working on it.
I was hoping I'd get a little more airtime in the absence of Barry. It's all good.
You just open that die, huh? Okay.
But, Nick, okay, as long as you don't miss therapy class tonight, game you'll on. Get over it.
Game on. Guess who I'm drafting in the death pool?
The fork?
Nick. I got Nick.
Oh, I thought you took the black fork.
Mm-mm, no.
So, stat I threw out at Barry during the break, which is a little bit mesmerizing, but tells you what kind of Cinderella season the Rockets are having. Eric Gordon's career high for made threes in a season, Nick, 141.
Wow.
Eric Gordon hit his 141st three-pointer this year in the 37th game.
Cray cray.
Not even the midway point. Just saying that Eric Gordon has more made threes than Steph Curry, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I keep saying, stressing how important he is. That's why you can't lose him for extended periods of time. And I don't mind him missing last night and today.
He was limping pretty bad. He was limping pretty bad
before
the game.
Oh, you saw him? Because I didn't see him on the bench. So you were there and saw him last night.
He was limping pretty. I don't think he's going to play for the next two games at least. I mean, I don't know that, but the way he was limping before the game, you could tell he was trying to hide it.
Was he in a boot?
No. He was not.
Sprained big toe.
Not so that I saw, so.
That worries me because, again, I kept saying it all. I'm leery. The whole season I've been stressing this.
I
love what Gordon's doing. And I'm the one pushing for Gordon to make the All-Star team. But I'm always leery of him and injuries because no matter what he does, he can't get out of his own way. He always ends up being hurt. And that scares me because there's a guy. They've shown they can make do without Clint Capella. This is nothing short of impressive, too, because remember, I said to you guys, and I'll be the first to admit it, after the 10-game winning streak, I said the teams they were playing weren't all of a great caliber. This next 12-game stretch, pretty big stretch, they've won 9 in a row going into tonight. So they've done a lot of what I wanted to see, so that's impressive. But it's for them, it's a lot easier to, I don't want to say replace, but cover up for the loss of Clint Capella than it is Eric Gordon, because without Eric Gordon, I don't think you have one 10-game winning streak,
well,
let alone two.
I think you expected Ryan Anderson to fill that void, right? I mean, that's part
in
of
part,
why he's
yeah.
there. You got, okay, we're missing, we're down a guy from behind the three-point line. Ryan Anderson should be the natural replacement, and then Ariza comes up to, well, you know, where Anderson would be in that mix. So it's kind of everybody steps up. And Beverly, he's been shooting about 40% from three-point land, so that helps. I was surprised, though, to see how the rotation thinned out a little bit. I mean, D'Antoni only went three deep into the bench, which surprised me a little bit. I mean, you know, yesterday you said, you know, Ennis might see some more. I thought KJ McDaniel might see, and neither one of them touched
the floor. Well, I said Brewer or Ennis.
Yeah. And yeah. I thought Brewer and McDaniels, and neither one of Ennis or McDaniels ever saw, you know, any time at all in the game. So, and I'm okay with that. I think that's probably the wise decision. Don't reach. You know what I mean? You know what you got out there, and if you need to adjust a little bit, as they did. But the thing that scares me a little bit, the bench played well. Everybody was, you know, on the plus side for their time in the game. But I think the thing that scares me is this was more like the team of last year than it was like the team of this year with Eric Gordon out of the lineup. It was more of the ball in Harden's hands
Harden
the
dominant.
Entire time.
Yeah, more Harden
yeah.
dominant.
I mean,
with
no
an
one
offensive
scored more
mindset
than,
of scoring first.
Yeah, 16 points was the second highest, and that was Ariza. You know, that's not a good sign.
I know this is going to surprise you, Barry, but Clyde was all over the fact that it was amazing how many early points James Harden was scoring, and I'm sitting there on my couch pounding the table going, it's not anywhere near amazing. It's expected. With Eric Gordon out of the lineup, he's got to get off early, and he's got to get as many points as he can because they're going to need those points, and he's going to be more counted on with Gordon out of the lineup because Gordon's forte has been fourth quarter scoring, especially when they start trying to take it out of Harden's hands, and when Eric Gordon's not in the lineup, defenses seem to shrink onto James and not worry so much about what's left because of the fact that they're not that proficient from a shooting perspective. That's why for both of you guys, when you said Ennis and you said KJ McDaniels, the one thing in the back of my mind, I kept saying I can't see it because neither one of them can shoot. Ennis is one of those quote-unquote traditional point guards, which is a nice way of saying he can't shoot. And KJ, I've told you, has a 25-letter alphabet. He can jump out of the gym and he's got no J in it. So that's also lending you to believe what we've heard from Kelvin Watkins and others. Not only are the Rockets probably looking for a big, but they might actually still be looking for a point guard because they need a Mike D'Antoni-type point guard. Not that it's Steve Nash completely, but you need a James Harden-esque or a guy that not only can handle the rock and make decisions, have good court vision, distribute the ball, but can shoot. Because you're going to need someone, regardless of injuries or depth, and as Barry said, they shorten the rotation. Coming into the playoffs, you're going to need a point guard when he comes in to spell some guys that's still going to have to knock down shots, and right now they don't have that. And Pat Beverly and Trevor are, as I said, if they concentrate on defense and just worry about spotting up, they're going to get wide open looks, and they're really good spot. Trevor Ariza is the best corner three shooter in the league right now. So that tells you, to my point, if he's not contested and he's not relied upon to be a huge part of the offense, he's doing what he needs to do. Pat Bev, hey, look, they asked him last night, how's the finger? Better? And the wrist? No. But I'm going to play through it. I compare it to a sprained ankle. Well, that's not good because you're not playing soccer. You're playing basketball. Your hands and your wrists are all over it all night long, and you got to shoot it. And with Eric Gordon out, it's going to be harder to shoot it when you got the Matt Stafford splint thing going on your finger and your wrist. So it's a big test tonight. I really like what they did last night. I am concerned about the fact that they still haven't found a way to hang on to big leads and to finish teams off.
But if Decker, because what they did in the absence of Gordon wasn't that bad. Brewer had 15 points. He played efficiently. If Decker played a little bit better, I think they're fine in the absence of Gordon for the meantime, just temporarily. But I just think those are the two guys, because those are the two guys that got the bulk of the minutes. Brewer got like 26 minutes.
Decker's been spotty from three.
Decker got 21 minutes.
In December, for the first 3 weeks of December, he was the best wing player in the league, shooting 65-67% from the floor, and then just came crashing down in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Brewer, do you expect him to do the same thing tonight? I'll just throw it out to you like that. Oh, I see it. I'm going to set Barry up for it nicely.
Okay.
What?
I just didn't want you to forget about it because we got to get the break.
No.
Do you expect Brewer to do that tonight?
I don't know. He has to. He needs to.
15 is a great number, but he's only going to get him if he's going to the basket. Because, again, last night, some of those three pulls were bad decisions and weren't even close.
He didn't do good. What was he, like 7-8, I think? He wasn't terrible. I mean, he from field goal range. I don't know, from three-point range, I didn't take a look at
him. Yeah.
One of two.
One was a really bad miss. But
yeah, I mean, he played really, really efficiently.
I mean, but I'm saying, okay, but answer the question. You answer the question.
If
I asked
he played
Nick,
like
okay.
he played yesterday,
him to do the same thing tonight?
No. I think you got a better than expected game out of Corey Brewer.
But if he does, that'll be fine. Bonus. That'll be fine in the absence of Gordon.
Well, Nick Olas and Beret, I have a special treat for you because I got. For Keenan's birthday last week, I got Derek Brooks on. So for Barry and the fact that we were concerned about his health and that he might not be with us anymore, I now present to you Kurt Lowe. Kurt Lowe, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. What can we do for you today?
No, it's an honor being on your show, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you calling me Joel. What is on your mind following the ninth straight Rockets victory?
I just wanted to say anytime, you know, the thing about this man with James Harden, he is having an incredible season. I've never seen this before. How can you put all your stats up from MVP seasons that you had three years straight? It's just amazing. And anybody that thinks they're putting Ryan Anderson as a replacement for Capella, has lost their damn mind. Defensive centers are at the most value in the NBA. Put Ryan Anderson at the five, that lane is wide open because he ain't guarding nobody at the rim. You know what I'm saying?
But CeeLo, I've been with you the whole time, but I want you to be with me that they still should be shopping for a low post defender and a low post guy that can get you a bucket or two on the block in the playoffs, because as much as everybody loves the regular season, tempo and style change, it comes to a screeching halt at times in the postseason.
Listen, Joe, low post game is not they don't have it in the NBA no more. It's 3-point shooting and layup. That's
Kurt Lowe, not that I have to worry about this, but we will talk in the playoffs when it actually happens.
Nah, defense is going to step up, but just like Joel Okafor, he's one of the best post players, one of the best post players in the NBA.
Joel Okafor, are you combining players now? Are we doing prototypical? If we combine Sixers big men, we would have Joel Okafor?
Joel Okafor is one of the best postmen coming out of college, okay? That's why he was drafted so high. But he's that game in the NBA is no longer. You know what I'm saying? There's no more Hakeem Olajuwon unless you want to put Joel Embiid in that category. The center's all defensive, right?
But I mean, you heard what I said. You just called him Joel Okafor. It's not Joel Okafor.
You guys are like a married couple.
No, please don't hurt me like that. I'm saying that Embiid and Okafor, right? You love Embiid, and I get that. There's a lot to love about that guy.
I wish I would have died now. I wish I would have ate the fork thing and died. This why?
It's just not a nice thing. See, Kurt Lowe, I wouldn't say that about you.
You guys fighting like this. I just wish
we're not
I would have
fighting.
Died.
We're discussing his favorite team.
That's how they go back and forth.
I know, but you guys should just call each other off air and do that.
And you know what? I listened to the show yesterday. Right? What's the guy's name that your co-host with?
The same guy you're talking to
me?
Right now,
right here, me, Barry
Lamanac.
Yeah.
Barry Lynn. I heard him talk about yesterday about the hotel. I just started cracking up because my father would have laughed at me if I said something like that. He said that if your hotel doesn't have a damn refrigerator or a microwave, you know what I'm saying? I can't eat my pizza. What the hell is wrong with you, man? That sounds like a diva movement, man. I just sat there and just started chuckling. My father would have killed me if I ever said something like that.
A diva move? I warmed it up with an iron. What are you talking about, diva move? I went MacGyver on that damn pizza. Are you kidding me?
You better take that pizza out and eat it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not eating no cold ass Kurt Lowe, pizza, Kurt Lowe.
I don't know how you could call him a diva. He came into the studio in a skin colored sequined outfit and was going to lip sync his first segment. And when it didn't work, he still stuck it out.
I did it.
Now, and the commercial break, he blamed us.
Let me start clapping. Oh, my Jesus. You mean he stuck that one out, huh?
Yeah, he toughed it out.
He stuck that one out there, Julia.
We're back to Joel. All right, Kurt Lowe. We'll see you on the rebound. Hopefully, we'll talk after a Rockets win in Minnesota. Thanks for checking in. We got plenty more show to go. We can continue to talk about the Rockets if you want, but we got other things to get to. We've got to get to someone that used to have quite a bit of recognition and stature in the state of Texas and across the nation. Now trying to catch some coin on Super Bowl week, signing autographs, and who the hell's going to pay for that? We've got that and a whole bunch more. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Lamanac, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, here's a shock. El Jefe has tweeted us.
Okay.
Several times. He says, you call Kurt Lowe on calling him Joel Okafor, which was right, but not call him on saying MVP candidate 3 years in a row. Bro, we only had so much time. We had to get to break. I can't sit there and... I mean, if we wanted to nitpick everything Kurt Lowe brings to us, we'd have a field day, but the show would be 8.5 hours, and Barry would be dead. He'd have committed Harry Caray in the hallway with the Black Fork.
Yes.
So we just can't do that. And to think that, let me just make this very, very clear for Barry and the rest of us. If you think for a second I would ever give up my personal cell phone number and information, that's never going to happen.
Hey, Kurt Lowe, just call the show, get the intern, and I will have the number ready for you. I'll give it to the intern, and he'll give it to you, and you can call Joel directly.
And we're going to make sure
that does not happen. Huh?
Several anti-cat groups get to the Laminack residence. And
listen, if you're talking about killing my cats, please. They're
not killing the cats.
I think they are like part turtle. They just won't die. I'm just like, please,
not killing the just, cats, bro.
Oh no,
no. So
he's like,
no. And then there's that pregnant pause after that.
Hey, so we got a couple texts real quick. I just want to get these out of the way because we'll get too far beyond them and they won't make sense. But somebody said to Joel, or no, not somebody. This was JJ.
Okay,
from yesterday. JJ said, can't catch the show. Just wanted you to know I'm updating my list of, quote, sideline reporters. Have a great one. Hashtag driving one-handed.
JJ is great. That's fantastic.
And then someone texted in, God, why is Barry there? It's what? Either food talk or misinformation with this guy. That's me. Oh, food talk and bad stats. Barry, that's my nickname. Yeah. Hey, Joel, what did they write on your last name and your birth certificate? Did they leave it blank?
Seriously, because I've never heard any of these
before. You guys
are
going to have to be better than that. And
blank
then,
check, gross point blank. We could go on forever.
And then somebody said, this was about the Rockets. They've been finishing games off. They let the lead slip in this one because Harden was trying to get his last assist for the triple-double and passing up good shots to turn the ball over on passes, which I heard. I don't know. I mean, I didn't catch all of the game. Was that the case
that
they brought him in the fourth?
That is not completely true, but that is the first sign of selfishness that you don't want either. I mean,
well, and that's what I mean. I had heard that on the post game because I was out and about, and I didn't get to finish watching the game this morning. I watched most of it.
You mean the post game show on Root Sports brought to you by Golden Guernsey or Borden or other?
What?
Boy, those studio shows when you get a full dose of Bart and Kevin.
Well, no, somebody had called. I was driving, so I was listening to the radio post game show.
Oh, which
and,
is even worse.
Yeah, and somebody was saying that it was just selfishness because he came in and that's why they blew the lead because Harden was trying to get his triple.
Well, that's
double.
Just because someone tweeted it to that guy. Don't worry
oh, okay.
about that.
Okay, all right.
He was like two assists away from a triple double, like in the middle of the third.
Yeah,
quarter,
Yeah, right. But then when he came back in the fourth for his normal minutes, they said that he was just trying to get assists. Which who knows? I don't know. You know what? As long as he's scoring 40 and they're winning, I don't care.
So
what he
I
does.
Hate the one that and his name Ricky Davis a few years ago. You know when he needed a triple double and he took a shot at his own basket so he could rebound it so he could get it.
Oh, that's whack.
You know,
that's,
oh yeah, I
hate,
do remember.
Yeah,
that.
I hate yeah. stuff like that. Right, but that, and I don't that's put that's not what James was doing. But at the same time, like the one he needed a couple games ago, and he threw the loop to Capella, but he threw an alley oop with about 36 seconds left to get the final assist. That's fantastic. That's just because you're going to have to shoot it anyway. So there's nothing wrong with that. But don't be triple double focused, because as much as we want to believe that it's organic, there are people behind the bench sitting right next to the PR staff, which are telling coaches who have no idea, you can't take him out yet. He's one this away from a triple-double.
I always feel like when they're looking up, especially with Harden, I always feel like when he's looking up that's what he's checking for. Honest to God, like at certain points in the game, I don't feel like he's like, oh, what's the score? How are we doing? I think he's checking stats.
It's
I really just get that vibe sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. And I mean, but I would be guilty of that. Who wouldn't be? Who among us, if you were James Harden and were just, having this type of season, who wouldn't be looking up every once in a while and be like, how many assists do I? Oh, man, I only need two more for a triple-double. Let me go out and get those. Let me go out and get somebody involved. Let me get Corey Brewer shooting 50% from beyond the arc.
Oh, I thought you meant for the free throw line. The big thing is we're all completely naive if we think that these guys aren't checking the stats and it doesn't matter. Because this is the year that if he's going to win the MVP, and we talked about this several times, that the triple-double numbers are going to come into play. And if one of them averages a triple-double and the other doesn't, it's going to go a long way from a voter media standpoint, regardless of team record. And that's sad, but it's true. This year, that is a huge, huge, what should I say, characteristic of the MVP in this league. It's just going to be, because it's been an overriding theme and story. But if both of them average it, then you're going to get back to where it should be, which is not only the best player, but most valuable to his team, and the team then factors in with more wins, Harden gets it. Right now, to me, Harden gets it anyway, but I'm just saying at the end of the year, because that's such a never been done since Oscar Robertson and a big deal, and then with the way he and Westbrook are going back and forth with triple-doubles, I just think that's going to factor in more than people think.
I still think it comes down to where they finish in the you know, 1 through 8.
I hope you're right, but I think that, again, it's a shame, but and we'll never know the criteria, which sucks, and I think that it should be more transparent.
Speaking of where they finished, Joel, I got a question. I thought with them being 31-9, the Rockets, and the Spurs being 30-8, that would put the Rockets at the number 2 seed.
Well, but, I mean, it's like comparing hypotheticals anyway. I've always said at the end of the year, everybody plays 82 games, so I've always focused on the loss column because at the end of the year, that's what's going to decide where you are. You can do hypotheticals because a certain team A hasn't played 56 games yet and the other team has. That's why I always keep an eye on the loss column because I know legitimately at the end of the year, that's how it's going to come down.
You talking about over San Antonio?
Yeah, because people are asking if they win tonight, are they in the 2 seed? Well, first of all, you know, the playoffs don't start tomorrow, but they could technically be considered the 2 seed, but to me, because they're a game back in the loss column, they're still 3.
When I looked at it, like I saw the percentages. The Rockets are 77 and the Spurs are 78.
Yeah, 78.9.
So I made that assumption as well, but I didn't. But I also heard a lot of media outlets saying number two, the number two seed as well. So I was just kind
of
interested.
That's because of the loss column thing. Because a lot of us that have gone worked in that for a long time get tired of all the different hypotheticals because the playoffs don't start tomorrow, and you know that at the end of the day, loss column is what it's going to come down to, and if you have less losses, then you obviously are the higher seed.
Okay.
By the end of the year. But yeah, I mean, if people like to look at if it means more to say you're the 2 seed on January the whatever, the 12th, then yeah, it's if you win tonight, yeah, it's possible. So there's that, you know. Someone was saying too, what do you think about Mike Dunleavy? He has threatened to not show up, and he still hasn't shown up in Atlanta after the trade with Cleveland for Kyle Korver. He wants to be a free agent. The Rockets have liked him for a long time, I will tell you that. I think he's a versatile guy. You can't expect a ton of minutes out of him off the bench, but he does definitely make your bench stronger and a better shooting guy to come in cases like this when Gordon's out. Dunleavy's a great guy to put in because he's a smart guy. He came from Duke. His dad's a coach or was a coach, and he can shoot it. So he would be a great fit depending on price. That would be a guy that would be a perfect fit for the Rockets in my mind. I want to tell you right now about Gallery Furniture before we get any further, because it is a great time to go shopping for yourself. You got through the holidays and the new year, and you want to start the new year right. There's resolutions like working out more and doing more things to take care of yourself. And one of the things you need to do to take care of yourself, get yourself the right mattress, because at the end of the night, it can help you recoup from workouts. It can relieve stress in your life. It can make you sleep better. And anybody that gets a good 7-8 hours of sleep a night is going to be a lot more fresh, a lot more alert, and a better person for the workforce, for the family, and for just living life the next day. If you get a Macapedic mattress right now that starts at $19.99 or above, you'll already get a great deal because you get $800 Gallery Furniture gift card right off the top. So you get that, and then you start thinking about, you know what, let's start looking at the rest of the house. Well, one thing you're not going to get is crap furniture. All American-made solid wood furniture right now on sale at Gallery Furniture. 2-for-1 on recliners, the Macapedic sleep sets I mentioned, then living room and dining furniture too. If you need a solid wood dining room table and chairs, get it at Gallery. Buy it today, you get it tonight. Same thing with living room furniture. Made in America furniture. Beautiful leather furniture. And if you're looking to deck out your man cave or your family room, they can have special ordered upholstered furniture for your home theater system and your man cave. All you got to do is get to Gallery Furniture, one of their 3 locations. You got Post Oak and Westheimer. You got 99 right out there between Katy and Sugarland. And then you got the mainstay, the one that everybody loves to go to where Max sits at the front desk, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. You go to Gallery Furniture, you buy today, you get it tonight, and they absolutely will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Berry and Nick till 4 o'clock. You can do some housekeeping right about now. Berry?
Yeah, so you guys were discussing second place, third place, and what the differences would be. So it always comes down to winning percentage, especially when you're in the middle of the season. You're trying to figure that out. And the way you get winning percentage is you take the wins divided by the total number of games played. So if the Rockets were to win tonight, even though if San Antonio doesn't play, they would still be in third place because they'd be like 0.009 percentage points behind the Spurs at 32-9 versus their 30-8. So
appreciate the clarification.
Yep.
There you have that. Clarify something we teased earlier. Barry's going to be signing autographs at Katie Mills Mall on Friday of Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Saturday, totes. I believe, at First Colony Mall. $99 an autograph.
Totes.
$50 for a selfie. $29 for four words or less added to the autograph. So, Barry is funny. You still get another word, and it only costs you $29. Now, if Barry, for some reason, has to get an oil change and the doorbell checked at the back,
oh boy,
then he can't make it. Johnny Manziel will fill in, and those rates will remain the same. The news came out yesterday. Johnny Manziel will be in Houston. Look out, bars, clubs, and bottle service. He will be in Houston the week of the Super Bowl. He will be signing autographs at Katie Mills Mall and also at First Colony Mall, I believe. $99 an autograph. $50 a selfie, $29 for an added four-word inscription with the autograph. I said someone should have the inscription that says, "I hate Cleveland, bitch," and have him sign that.
I would, if he's going to, so now the question becomes, if I'm paying, do I get to pick the four words? And they can be anything I want. Because then I would have him sign it, "Johnny Manziel, I am a loser." And then he would have to sign that and because I paid my money for it, right? Like, that's the rule?
Say that again now?
Like, if I get to pick the four words.
Well, now, I'm sure there's some
Johnny
clause
Manziel,
in there that says he can object.
I am a loser. And then that would be my, I would pay money for that.
Because I can
I'm
think,
not paying money.
I can think of one. I can think of one he's not going to sign right off the top.
I blew it.
No, worse than that. Worse than that.
What?
Yeah, I hit her.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
If you get yeah, I hit her, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
That could be incriminating.
Yeah. I think we're onto something. We need to try. You know what? When is this going down?
Start the hashtag.
You got some time.
No. When is this going down? I may actually
February,
go out there.
I think it's the day of. Hold on. I got the date in front of me. Hold on.
I will do this. I swear to you.
February 2nd from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I will go. I need to get someone that can get me into the front of the line. And I'll be like, yeah,
You're an A&M guy. You don't know anybody?
I'll be like, here's a picture. Can you sign that? And then how much is it for four words? 25 bucks?
29 extra bucks.
I'll be like, here's the 29 bucks. Can you sign that? Yes, I hit her. Or I really blew it or something. Like, make him. I'm going to see if he'll do it. I think I'm going to try this. We got to come up with what four words I need to get him to sign.
I think I came up with them already, but if you don't do that route.
You could tweet, text, but I wanted, what four words should I go ask Johnny Manziel to sign on this autograph? And I don't care what it is. I will ask him to do it, and we'll see how that goes.
Correction.
Maybe, Nick, you can go with me and record it and see what he does.
I was just going to say that. I would totally stream that.
Let's do it.
That could be like Facebook Live, but you need to do like a body camera he can't see so he doesn't realize you're doing it.
Yeah, get like those big, thick glasses with the camera in the middle.
I've always wanted to buy one of those.
I know.
By the way,
all the hipster glasses now look like they have those in them, don't they? Like those big, weird glasses.
Barry, this works out even better for you.
Okay.
Because one of my sources, who happens to be extremely beautiful and the best-looking woman on television, just told me that it's not the First Colony Mall. It is the Katie Mills Mall one day, then the Woodlands Mall.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Right in your backyard.
I'm going.
There you have it. And because Barry knows jiu-jitsu,
what?
If Johnny comes at him, and by the way, what's Johnny right now? $165? So the strong safety could take him out with a body shot.
I will sit on him.
Yeah, he could take him out,
man.
All
right, we're doing this. I want to know what four words I should get Johnny Manziel to autograph for me.
I want people coming up with some good stuff. You're absolutely right. Let's see what you got. Four words.
Yeah.
Johnny's going to sign it.
I want to know.
I already said, yes, I hit her, so that then he basically could be incriminated. But you tell me
what
you
think. Yes, I hit her is pretty strong.
Don't be Ryan Leaf.
Too late. How about that? P.S. Too late. All right, we'll see what we can do. Now, let's see if you got four words.
But how big of a loser are you if you pay for this stuff?
No, you know what you are?
Like, you're a loser.
You're a massive...
You're a weirdo.
You're like a massive A&M fan. You're an A&M fan.
I
so,
am.
Okay, so let me ask you...
I'm a huge A&M fan, but there's no way in hell I would pay $50 to take a selfie with a washed-up guy who had no business being in the NFL to begin with.
You know what's crazy, though?
Why would I spend that money?
That little trophy, though,
yeah?
that he won, it's yeah? crazy, man, how much money that means for the rest of your life.
Yeah?
You know, and you think about the last A&M guy to win it before him was John David Crow? I think that's right.
Yeah.
And John David Crow is still, I mean, has never had opportunities. And hopefully, I don't know if he's still with us or not. I think he just recently passed. But I know autograph companies were still getting him to sign thousands of items a year.
Really?
Because he won the Heisman at A&M. And because it's like Andre Ware. Andre Ware will sign U of H stuff forever. Yeah. And the Heisman Trophy winners, look, and someone said to me, who's the worst Heisman Trophy winner of all time? And I said, was it Jason White, the quarterback at Oklahoma? Which everybody's like, who, he didn't win it? Yes, he did. But you know what? Even those guys are still getting paid because they won that trophy. It's crazy how much money they're still bringing in. Danny Werfel won it. Danny Werfel was a heck of a college quarterback. Kind of bounced around a little bit in the NFL, but still had more than a cup of coffee, but yet he's still getting paid. There's a lot of guys that never panned out in the NFL. Gino Toretta at Miami. But they're still getting paid. Look, they're still in those damn commercials for Nissan.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they go around the house, and every now and then you get somebody, who the hell was that? Oh, that was Gino Toretta. Yeah, it's crazy. But I'm sure, you know, but it also shows you that he's probably kind of hard up for cash if he's trying to get this. My biggest thing is, for more reasons than just Barry getting the right inscription to have him try and sign it, the other thing is, I'd be anxious to see how many people, to your point, actually show up and want this guy to sign something and are willing to pay for it.
There's some really good ones coming in.
That's awesome. Let's get to those next and more.
We've
got a lot to talk about there. Ernest wants to talk about the Giants not only having Odell Beckham trash a wall outside the locker room in Lambeau. He wants to talk about the Giants and their plane ride home. We'll get him in on the excursion. I'd like to thank my beautiful wife for listening to the show for the first time since I started this job.
I'd like to thank my wife for never listening to the show or coming to any of my comedy shows. I love you, babe.
And this breaks a streak of Lisa doing the same thing with me. So we've got Wife Watch. We've got four words for Johnny Manziel. And we've got plenty more. We got one in the books, 2 more hours to go right here at ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.